Here in the U.S., consumers have until the end of the year to cast their internet vote for the most coveted award in the toy industry, the People's Choice Toy of the Year. Many observers are betting on an upstart to win for the second year in a row. Last year, a product from a company called LeapFrog beat out powerhouses like Razor scooters and robotic pets to snag the honor. This was all the more remarkable since LeapFrog makes educational toys. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
LeapFrog is the brainchild of a Bay Area attorney, Mike Wood, who started the company after watching his son Matt struggle with phonics. The three-year-old couldn't grasp that letters represent sounds, and strung together, the sounds become words. Wood consulted a phonics expert at Stanford, and in 1999 launched his top seller, called the LeapPad Learning System. Bright blue and green, it's shaped like a small notebook computer. A spiral-bound picture book fits inside, and with the help of an electronic pen, Mike Wood shows how children can hear the tale of a frog named Lily and her loose tooth.
I'll tell it which page we're on, and it'll read the story.
It wrinkles, sleep. The top one here. My
now,
tooth, it's wrinkled.
Kids want to read to themselves, so they go, it wiggles, Leap, the top one. And if they get stuck, they touch the word where they're stuck. My, it's loose, cry little, oh. Now we want kids to be able to sound out words.
LeapFrog has had the top-selling educational toy for 3 years running, dwarfing competitors such as VTech and Fisher-Price. Those companies have been selling their own electronic teaching games for years, but none has attained the star status of the LeapPad. It's already sold 5 million copies in 32 countries and is used in 10,000 U.S. schools. At this Oakland Head Start program, the LeapPad system is introducing a group of preschoolers to fundamental reading skills.
This is how you play with it. Let me show you how you play with it.
In different modes, the LeapPad can read the story, spell, or help kids sound out words. Four-year-olds Tasia Geis and Sade Harvey take turns moving the magic pen across the page, reading words they know and getting prompted when they're stuck.
It wiggles. It loose. Cried. Lil. Oh. There.
These preschoolers seem to be reading, although they may also have learned the story by heart. The children started using LeapFrog products in September, and their teacher, Margaret Taylor, is impressed with the progress they've made. She says the LeapPad is designed to adapt to each child who plays with it.
That's the beauty of this product to me. A child, whatever level they're at, they can work at that level. And it doesn't push a child, and it doesn't hold the child back. We can take a child as fast or as slow as they need to go.
Other LeapFrog products teach writing, or science, or music.
Now the trumpet, now the trombone, now I'm going to put the whole brass section together.
Many analysts are surprised with LeapFrog's rapid rise to dominate the educational toy market. It now makes more than 50 products for children ranging in age from 6 months to early teens, and the company is eyeing the high school market. John Taylor, an analyst with Arcadia Investment Group, says LeapFrog has followed a simple formula.
It's really rare that you get a product that both fulfills a parent's desire to educate and fulfills a kid's desire to have fun. Really rare.
Founder Mike Wood has gotten financial backing through former junk bond king Michael Milken and hired a team of senior managers from the toy and video game worlds. Wood has licenses with brands such as Disney, and he works with the test preparation company Princeton Review to develop study guides for actual school curricula. The only downside? Educators aren't universally sold on LeapFrog's approach. Catherine Snow, a professor at the Harvard School of Education, says electronic teaching toys are fine for some age groups, but not for others.
If you're talking about third graders, for example, these toys can actually be quite effective because they build on instruction the child has had and they give the child a chance by him or herself to consolidate the learning. And that can be useful.
But she's not convinced that electronic toys are the best way to teach preschoolers such complex ideas as phonics.
Very young children are enormously dependent on warm human relationships. They learn the best when they're playing with adults. They learn more about letters and sounds and words and reading from sitting on somebody's lap and looking at a book together than they do from using an electronic toy or a computer all by themselves.
Snow's advice to parents, don't let teaching toys act as a substitute for you. If you want your kids to be good readers, she says, nothing beats sitting down and reading to them. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.